Aaron's here from Eclipse. Tell us all about Eclipse then, Aaron, and how you got involved.
So I got involved in Eclipse back in 2005. At that point, we were a company that was supplying and installing networks for the education vertical, so mainly in schools, secondary schools, trying to guide people through that.
That must have been relatively new in those days, hadn't it?
Yeah, it was relatively new, but it was at the point where, you know, schools were stacking PCs into what were known at that time as IT suites, and trying to get them to communicate with the internet, communicate with printers. And, of course, the nature of schools is all of the traffic was first thing in a lesson and last thing in a lesson. And then it was really quiet, so networks were getting very congested at that time.
Right.
So we were trying to assist schools in making sure that the children could get everything printed out in time before they left the class and went off for lunch or break or whatever it might be.
Yeah, as opposed to now, there are, you know, screens are everywhere in education places, aren't there?
Yeah, now, I mean, it's very much also bring your own devices as well with an advent of tablets, etc. So so there's a lot more traffic on those school networks now than there ever were in those days.
Crikey, yeah. We've just been talking about switching off from technology, so you're right. How did Eclipse evolve from there?
I was very much involved working in areas whereas we could use networks for other items, for other forms of communication. And part of that was IP services. So that's the IPS out of Eclipse, interestingly.
Oh, okay.
So IP services. So I was very much involved in what we could monitor. Could we monitor things actually give ourselves a window into different worlds? And data centres were a main part of that in the first early years of my working with Eclipse.
Right.
I think it's fair to say the first client that we picked up was a small client called Transport for London, that we still look after today.
Blimey.
We monitor their server rooms and make sure that everything's at the right temperature and everything's running so everybody can get onto the tube and get home and into work on time.
You see, that's another one of these great things which comes out of these conversations I have on a Friday afternoon. Everybody would have thought that it would have been a London-based company doing something like that, and here we are with one in Bromsgrove and in the Midlands doing it. So another great success story, really.
Yeah, the interesting part of that is that obviously everything that happens with TfL is in London, as we all know, but we were maintaining the monitoring in Bromsgrove, and the call support system at that point in time was actually in Doncaster.
Oh, crikey.
So a real triangle there.
Yeah, and a good success for you to get it over all those southern-based and all the rest of it. And then you develop more into security systems.
Yeah, the security came as a byproduct of the monitoring, because server rooms and comms rooms, people wanted to monitor who'd gone in there. So we actually incorporated a camera system in that.
Right.
And then naturally from that, when we got more and more involved, customers started asking us for external CCTV. So how could we use that, and could we connect that to our networks, etc. So we became an NSI accredited security company around about 2010.
Right. Has all of this been how many people work at Eclipse, by the way? Is that what do we call it?
Yeah,
Eclipse?
Eclipse, yes, okay. Correct. Yeah, there's 12 of us full time now.
Okay, so how many was there when you first joined?
There was two of us.
Well, see, so that's you've only gone up sixfold in that time, which is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been up and down at times, dependent on the contracts that we've got, but that's the nature of business.
It's the nature of business, and we're doing it. So, is most of your business from commercial businesses now, or do you get involved in the domestic market as well?
Yeah, we've got a good mix. It is mainly commercial, there's a few clients that are individual, very high net worth that we work with.
Yeah.
So it's always questionable whether you call that residential or whether you call it commercial, because it's certainly very large residential.
The houses are so big.
Yeah, we're talking to states here as well, so it's it goes into a different level altogether.
Yeah, the challenge of keeping people safe and keeping people monitored must be growing all the time, just on the nature that you're competing against increasingly sophisticated people who want to try and invade their space, hadn't it?
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's a business that's always moving. Technology, is moving all the time. But certainly our experience of the business is that there are a lot of claims within the business from maybe manufacturers or installers, but very often they're maybe not quite true, or they're not the right solution for that client.
Yeah. and must take a great deal of keeping on top of it, hadn't it? How on earth do you keep track with all the latest technology then? But you're a technical man. I suppose you love getting. I guess you love getting involved in things like that.
Yeah, that's part of the sad side of myself, really. Yes, yeah, we really enjoy it. We enjoy the challenge. I've got a great guy, Stephen Gilbert, who works for us on the technical side as well, who's very much the same. So I've got to bow my head, really, to Steve on the technical side now. I'll find the products and he can test them.
So you two lock yourselves in a darkened room and speak a strange, funny language?
Yeah, very often.
I thought it was probably that. So, brilliant. We'll obviously give you the details out of how people can see really what you do.